This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning. Welcome in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. No Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here with you on a snowy Wednesday. Drive safe out there. It's gross out. It's that perfect mix of like, I left the house and it was the like that rain snow combo, the sleet that nobody loves at all. Just commit to something. But then it's just been snowing now. Nonetheless, throughout the rest of the morning. So just be driving safe out there if you are driving today. And just be careful out there. Take care of each other. It's how it is supposed to be. Sal Capaccio will join the show in a little bit. We'll have Paul Hamilton later on as well. Plenty of things going on last night. The Sabres, oh boy. Even in a win, they managed to do it in the most frustrating way possible last night. And then, of course, the Bills getting back to the practice field today. We'll get updates on some of the injured players that didn't play against Cincinnati. We will be able to dive into that. And then, of course, now it's Patriots week. It's Patriots week. And it means something again, is one way to say it. And when I say that, I sound very pretentious, but for a couple of years, several times over these last 5 years, it hasn't meant much of anything because New England fell off the face of the earth for a little bit. And I guess, you know what? Good that it means more and that there is the true competition for the division, I would say. Also because a lot of, like everyone around here, you dealt with 17 years of being constantly kicked around by New England and I think it's good that this is the villain again. That Miami never really did grasp their shot at power. I think it's fitting. I mean, there's plenty of fans that, you know, Miami is the true villain. That rivalry really does have the most heat to it. But I think for a lot of people growing up now, this is the team, this is the franchise that has kept the Bills down for a little while. And because of that, I do think that it is going to be more fitting that over the next few years, these two teams are going to be fighting with each other for the division. Miami is probably going to have to reset at least some things. They already fired a general manager. But I think it's fitting that it's New England again. People my generation, younger, it's fitting that it's New England. Because of the fact that this team was the largest portion for, well, actually the Bills were the biggest portion for their playoff drought in years past. But New England's continued dominance of the division certainly didn't help. You're always just fighting automatically for a wild card. But Bills Patriots this week, you already lost to them in week 5 of the season. And even then, it took a lot for that to go right for New England. Bills turned the ball over 3 times. They need a last-second field goal. It was a pretty impressive kick by a rookie kicker. It will be interesting to see if that's the formula that New England needs to win again against Buffalo. It will be interesting to see if the high-variance Bills are able to showcase their ceiling like they have several times throughout the season. And that was a fun discussion yesterday about the Bills being such a high-variance team. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join in on the show. Again, it's Patriots week. It means a little more again after 2 years of it really meaning pretty much nothing. And it's not Mac Jones. Drake May does look like he is a legitimate quarterback. Mike Vrabel is a more legitimate coach. Obviously, they get rid of Gerard Mayo after 1 year. That's not an accident. Hell, the Bills were even able to comfortably handle the end of Bill Belichick's career in New England. So even Bill Belichick started to become less of a scary word. But now the Patriots are back. And how back are they? That's the question. I don't know. Their schedule has been Charmin 10-ply soft, but they're taking advantage of it and apologizing to no one, and that's what you should do. You don't apologize for the schedule that's in front of you. You just try to take advantage of it. And yet, despite everything, a win on Sunday, you need help, but the division is very much alive. And that's refreshing to hear, too. Because I don't love the idea of the Bills, who have not won a road playoff game with this core, I don't love the idea of them being on the road for the entirety of a postseason. I won't mind if they do manage to find their way back. It just goes to the proof of nothing worth having comes easy. And another division title would be that. It would be much akin to 2023 without the valleys that were the 2023 season. But it's fun that it's the villain, the same villain again, because what are we all suckers for? It's a good story. We're all suckers for a good story. And if this is the story type of year, the one where the result actually is different, maybe there's something there to that. Maybe there is something to New England being the problem again. Hopefully they're able to overcome the challenges that they have. deal with New England properly and even put a little scare into it. Even if they don't get the division, make New England sweat it out. I do still think that it's too much ground to make up, and you have to rely on the Jets and the Dolphins to help you out. And that's all with a win. If you lose, obviously, there's no more discussion about the division. It's over. But it is fitting that it's that team. It's that team again. They're here, and you're dealing with them. Maybe there's an opportunity to tell a different story. The Chiefs are not in your way in the playoffs this year, probably. Enough of the outside factors are probably reliable if the Chiefs wanted to have some sort of like comeback into the playoff picture. But the biggest thing with the Chiefs is they have to win out, and they've shown no capability of doing that this year. But with one villain out of the picture, another shows up. And that's what's going to make this week all the more fun, I think. All the more fun to talk about, all the more fun to watch the game. I know, of course, it's going to be stressful, but the old empire is back, at least for a year. The old enemy is back in front of you. You replace the Chiefs back with the Patriots. Here we go. And it allows you to dig back into the playoff drought. The vitriol that you have for the Patriots, the hatred that you have within that franchise. I don't know if you could really have called it a rivalry, considering Buffalo's true lack of success in Tom Brady's career when it came to facing the Patriots. It wasn't a rivalry. It was Big Brother bullying little brother around. And for a couple of years, the Bills were able to not let that be the case. 2020 to 2024, you take the division back. It seems like there's an evolution here. A changing of the guard. But then ultimately, New England is able to draft their quarterback. New England does not screw this one up. When they went and took Mac Jones, a lot of people were worried initially. Nope, it's not Mac Jones that was the problem. It's Drake May. And he does look the part. But the Bills have that guy too. And that's what makes it great. That's what's going to make this great for a couple of years going forward, is the fact that it is the same villain. It's the fact that it is that old hated rival. It's going to be fun. We're going to have ourselves a good time. I don't know if they're going to catch New England for the division. Again, like I said, all you want is to be able to put a scare into him, though. The Bills have been playing more consistently as of late, at least over the last 2 weeks. The Patriots have been a little bit more leaky in the run game since Milton Williams has been out of the lineup. So maybe you're able to go ahead and take advantage there, too. James Cook's the second leading rusher in the NFL. You have a chance and an opportunity to take over there. But it is kind of funny that the second leading rusher in the NFL, what's on the other side? The second leading passer. Drake May second in yards. It's going to be a good opportunity, though, for the Bills to punch back, give themselves a chance, and also remind New England it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be that easy. It shouldn't be that easy, and maybe help New England fans come back down to earth a little bit, because, you know, they already enjoyed way too much time in the sun. before being able to come back this year, and it's almost like they're already back with the good old Patriots sports fan arrogance. Again, the enemy. That old enemy is back. It's back to our division. Yeah, well, let's see. Let's see. We're going to find out. And it should be fun. I just hope that it's going to be a good game. I just hope that it's going to give us what we want, which is the story. So when it comes to it with Bills and Patriots, the most hated years, you could point back to so many years within that drought, but I always look back at 2019 when the Bills are ready to go. And we'll talk more about this. I'm pretty sure that Sal has plenty of good, not so good ways to think about the Patriots within the rivalry. Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline now.
I go way back with this rivalry.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a lot older than you. I don't know. I'm older than you. And I remember you know, my first introduction to football, Bills and Patriots were kind of middling teams. You know, they were there a little bit, early 80s. Mid-80s, Patriots went to a Super Bowl. The Bills were 2-14. And that same year, Patriots go to the Super Bowl and lose to the 85 Bears and get smoked. Like, it was a huge blowout. Refrigerator Perry, Walter Payton, the Bears, the 85 Bears defense, right? I mean, that was Tony Eason, Steve Grogan with the neck roll playing for the Patriots, you know, at quarterback. And then a few years later, the Bills got really good and the Patriots got really bad. And Drew Bledsoe is the number one pick in the draft, and he actually plays his first game ever against the Bills inside what is now Highmark Stadium. I believe I have this right, because I think at that time it was Patriots. It was Drew Bledsoe. Jeff George also played his first game against the Bills with the Colts when he was drafted number one. I think Ryan Leaf played his first game against the Bills when he was drafted number two. So a lot of times that happened. But anyway, so the teams were never like truly aligned as being good at the same time. You know what I mean, Derek?
Yeah.
Late 90s, they kind of got like that. And then you have the famous Just Give It to Him game. Are you aware of that game? Do you know the Just Give It to Him game? Do you know
no.
what I'm talking about? Okay, so people listening will be like, oh my God, you're Sal, why are you doing this to me? You're giving me terrible memories. So the Bills are in New England, and the Bills are leading late. New England's driving, and Bledsoe's playing for them. And I think Flutie was playing for the Bills, late 90s, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's a pass on the sidelines on fourth down. And the Patriots receiver, I believe it was Sean Jefferson. He comes back to the ball. He catches it while he's kind of in the air, but he's not at the first down marker. Like, it's real close, you know what I mean, as he's coming backward, you know what I mean? And he goes out of bounds. He's clearly short. And you literally heard the official on the boom mic say, just give it to him, meaning first down. So it's referred to as the just give it to him game, okay? So then, later in the drive, Patriots throw a Hail Mary. What do you never see on Hail Mary? Pass interference. What was called in the Bills?
Uh-oh.
Henry Jones, pass interference. Patriots score a touchdown. Ben Coates, I believe.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They win the game, walk-off, basically. It was terrible. So, I mean, like, those are memories that get seared into your brain before Tom Brady. And then Brady shows up, and the Bills are just not good for 20 years, essentially. And the Patriots are really good for 20 years. And it wasn't like the Bills ever would have held the Patriots back. Or I shouldn't say it wasn't like the Patriots really ever held the Bills back from anything during the Brady run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
well, the Bills were never going to win much anyway. But you just had to kind of take this beating all the time. Bam, 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 and be second place all the time. They never really were good at the same time together, to be honest with you. And now maybe they're going to be for the next several years.
And I think that, Sal, when I thought about this today, it's like, yeah, the Chiefs might not be making the playoffs. There's a very slim possibility for them at this point now, sitting at 6-7. But now it's the villain of the last 5 years is taking a back seat for the villain for the previous 20 before that. So I do think that it's something where, Sal, we work in media. We love a good story. We're all suckers for a good story, right? And I think this is one of those of, this is one of the first times in a long time that these two teams are on the same level.
Maybe. Are they now? I think so. Right now, mm-hmm. This year they are. Yes, yes. You're not wrong about that. I think it remains to be seen about the sustainability right now.
Yes.
Of both teams, I guess, right? I mean, like, but as long as the Bills have Josh Allen, I think you're comfortable with that. And I'm not trying to say the Patriots can or I'm not. Like, I just think the Patriots still have questions that people are asking. Heck, I mean, the Bills are favored in this game, right? I know it's only 1.5. But I still think the Patriots have to answer some questions about sustainability of their success right now. I love their quarterback. He's young. He's a stud. He's really, really good. Their coach is good. They have not had the best, you know, hardest schedule, and that's fine. You only play the teams in front of you. You got to win those games, and they've done everything asked of them. You know, it's like when you talk about the college football playoff. I know it's a sensitive subject right
now. Fun topic.
Or getting into the tournament in basketball. You know, your resume matters. It's all you can do is beat the teams in front of you, right? That's all you can do. And that the Patriots did a really good job of that. They're going to have to, in another year, they're going to have to pay their quarterback, right? What's the sustainability going to be once they do that? What do they have right now? Right now, the last few weeks, they've lost a couple of players. They haven't been as productive. So I want to see that. But right now, sure, they're in the driver's seat, and they deserve all the credit for that. So, yes, they are on the same level. I agree. Right now, they are. I wonder, and with the Bills, what's the sustainability? The Bills roster is getting older. Josh Allen's getting older, right? Maybe it's the Bills that, you know, aren't the team that sustains. We don't know all this. It's funny, when I thought about, and I said a few years ago, you went back to, you said 2019. I remember that, 2019, 2020, in those years. And I remember just thinking, that's it. We're taking this division. The Bills are taking it over, right? Like, here we go. And this is going to be great. And one of the reasons, though, was Brady was getting so old, you knew that the end was coming in some capacity, right? It just was happening. The Patriots were on a decline. Now, I know he was still really good when he went to Tampa and he won a Super Bowl, but you could see the Patriots were on a decline and the Bills were on a rise. I think the difference is here. I don't know if the Bills are on a decline. I don't think they are. I think they're right where they have been. But the Patriots are on a rise.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I love the good story of, hey, the old villain's back, even if it's only for a year, even if the sustainability may or may not be there. But that's not something that we get to know right now. But at least for right now, it's Patriots week. Everyone take those bad vibes that you had for them for the longest time. Bring them back for this. Why? Because now is an opportunity to do that. Sal, I do have a couple things that back from the Bengals game that I wanted to ask you about, though.
Sure.
Things that were pretty impressive throughout the entirety of that afternoon. First of all, Christian Benford, back-to-back weeks with a defensive touchdown. It's not very common that you see that, and an incredible play that he made, Sal. What was your view on that one on the sideline?
So I was standing where the Patriots were coming at me, right? So I would have been on the right-hand side of the Bills bench in this case, right? So on TV on the right-hand side, around the 20-yard line, somewhere in that area. And when the snap happened, I saw Burrow throw the ball, and I saw Benford go up, and my initial reaction was, oh, he's knocking this down. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, wow. Like, from what I saw, what a great play. He's going to knock this down. That's a really nice play to, you know, recognize that. And then, honestly, like, I didn't realize he caught it until I just heard the crowd completely erupt. And, you know, Chris is in my ear. I can hear Chris Brown. And he says he picked off or whatever he said there. And then you realize, oh, my God, he's got this ball. And he started running the other way. And, I mean, I thought for a moment, oh, is Chase going to catch him? But at that point, it didn't matter. Like, you knew, oh, my God, this is incredible. What a great play. It was one of those moments in the stadium that, you know, you just get them every once in a while, right? I always say maybe my favorite moment in the stadium, just for the environment, the way it went down, and it's unfortunate there weren't as many people there, was Taron Johnson's pick six in the COVID year playoffs, right, against Baltimore, because of just how I always say that it really felt like the stadium and he and the fans went in slow motion as he was running down the field. I'd never experienced that in my life. People say it. I say that's kind of crazy, like people just say things like that, but then I experienced it in real life. It was kind of weird to see that, and you're just kind of visualizing that in your brain, in your periphery. And in this instance, it wasn't like that, but it was the eruption of the crowd and watching the crowd go crazy as he was running, because I couldn't see him because all the bodies were in front of me, right, from wherever I was, but I could see the crowd going crazy, which was really cool.
And Sal, it's cool that you mentioned that too, of you know, people's reactions and everything like that, because, you know, obviously we know there's the final two games coming up, playoffs pending if, you know, some wild fun things happen, but there's only two scheduled games left right now at Highmark Stadium. So for those that had the last opportunity to get there, that's a great memory for them to etch in their etch forever for them in their memories.
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, you know, there's just a long list of great memories inside the stadium, and I think that will be up there for a lot of people, right? But I think part of it, Derek, is when you talk about these memories, what's the impact on the season? Now, if this season ends the way too many seasons have recently and they lose in the playoffs, it's a nice moment. If this season ends with the Bills, you know, going to the Super Bowl, you could look at that moment as maybe something that really became a critical moment of the season. They were down. It was their first lead of the game. So I think those things matter too.
Sal, when it came to it, though, also, I have to say, I loved your analysis on how impressive Khalil Shakir's touchdown was, where Allen throws that thing and Shakir has the presence of mind to make that catch. We've seen this year a little bit of the frustration of the usage of Khalil Shakir, a lot of the tunnel screens, everything like that. But Shakir is still able to make the plays downfield, and that was probably the most impressive one this season for him, or one of the most impressive ones, I should say, for this season.
Which play are we referring to? I'm sorry. Tell
his touchdown.
Right now that... Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Because listen, everybody's focused on Josh on that play, right? And it was an incredible throw. But, I mean, Khalil, I put out the still shot the other day. In real time, now that was right in front of me. In real time, when he threw it, I didn't know who Josh was throwing to. My eyes went right to the end zone, and Khalil was not looking at the ball. And you could see it on the still shot and in the video. And he turned around. Khalil is a really great example of why, and a great, I guess, I don't know what word I want to use here, but he understands why it's so important to be available and how to be available for Josh Allen. Now, other guys too. I think Gabe Davis might be the best at this for Josh since he's been in his career. Gabe Davis knows how to get where he needs to get for Josh to be available for him. And you saw that in a fourth down play. I think Gabe might be the best scramble drill wide receiver Josh has played with. Okay. Considering how they've had a connection. Think about all the big plays he's made, playoff games, things like that. The Colts game a few years ago, that 2020 Colts game, he made some huge plays being available in the scramble drill for him. But Khalil's right up there. He understands how to be available for Josh. And on that particular play, I think he knew this ball could come to me at any time. And even though he wasn't looking at the time, he knew to get his head around as quickly as possible because Josh could be throwing it. And yeah, that was a great play by him. And the ball hits his chest. There's an argument to be made. Josh was throwing to Tyrell Shavers. I'm not really sure if that was the case. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. It doesn't matter. I mean, it reminded me of the fourth down play against the Ravens where Josh was throwing to Dawson Knox and he tipped it and it went into the arms of Keon Coleman.
Yeah, and I think improvisation is probably the best word for it of how Shakir is able to react to those things. You mentioned that Baltimore game, and I think of Shakir and how his improvisation works. I think of the Baltimore game last year where it's not a great game, but one of the few plays that you remember in that one is Khalil Shakir down the field. Allen's on a scramble drill trying to find somebody, anybody, and then there's Shakir down the field able to help Buffalo get to a rare positive play in that game, in that one. Sal, we got to take a timeout, but we'll come back, keep going here, talk a little bit about what the schedule is going to be like for the Bills. I know that the coaches spoke on Monday. I'll ask you a little bit about that as well as we keep going here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Keeping things rolling here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline as we get things going. It's the beginning of Patriots Week. Sal, they'll be back on the practice field today. And a much-needed update from the four players that missed Sunday's game. And I remember that head coach Sean McDermott did speak on Monday, and it did seem pretty positive about Bosa, Bernard, Palmer, and Spencer Brown.
Monday, it's still early in the week here on a Wednesday, and he opened the door at least for those guys to be available on Sunday, which we'll see. You know, is there just, hey, you don't want to reveal you want to play your cards a little close to your vest, right? A little bit as the week starts, and I totally get that. You don't want to reveal necessarily what's happening, but at the same time, I think the fact that Bosa didn't go on IR and the fact that, you know, McDermott said it would be week to week, but that could be on they're hoping the shorter end of that. It does lend yourself to think that it's possible Joey Bosa could be available this week, and it would be great if he is. I would say this. I don't think the Bills are going to push Joey Bosa on the field if he's not ready. He's an older player. He's had an injury history. They need him ready for the playoffs. And, yeah, I know that they're not totally secure in the playoffs right now, but they're in a good spot. And, yeah, you want to win the division. You want to keep the pressure on the Patriots. But if Joey Bosa is not ready to play, they're not going to put him out there this Sunday. So we'll see today. Today is a walkthrough. So we won't be able to watch on a media side of things, but when the injury report comes out, it'll be an estimation of it. If it were a full practice, tomorrow might be the bigger day for this. Then Derek, to be honest with you, than today. But we'll hear from Sean McDermott just a little over an hour from now. Same thing with Terrell Bernard, Josh Palmer, and Spencer Brown. Now, to me, just the way I kind of read things, Spencer Brown feels like he's the closest because it looked like and it felt like he was close to playing on Sunday, but they held him back. He had practiced during the week. He told us he was feeling good, but they went with Ryan Vandermark, and you know, you can understand. You don't want to, you weren't playing the same team, right? Same caliber of pass rush, and you were at home, so it's a little easier for communication on a backup tackle. So you give Spencer Brown that extra week, and hopefully he's good to go. We'll find out about Joshua Palmer, what his week looks like. He did not practice last week, but he was listed as doubtful at the end of the week, which is interesting. Without practicing all week, at least giving that option, he didn't wind up playing. And then Terrell Bernard, of course, as you said. And then when Terrell Bernard is healthy, I'm more curious about how they operate the linebacker room, considering what Shaq Thompson's brought to this team.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting rotation going forward to see how they deploy the linebackers and when it's going to be situation dependent for who's going to be on the field. Or also, if they're able to run some more base defense is also going to be something. Like, the Bills have been a little susceptible to the run all year, and a little is being nice. But the Bengals game, they did fine, and Thompson's been a really good reason, or a big reason for their improvement in the run defense. But it is going to be interesting, Sal, to keep an eye on as we go forward. Cole Bishop had cramps, I do believe. That was the report from Sunday. He did not return to the game, but it did seem like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's what Sean McDermott said. He should be okay. He did have cramping. That's why he left the game. And, you know, it's nice to get out of a game and not have any notable injuries from the Bills' side. But yes, Let's always remember, you never know. Something happens. Something pops up. We saw this with AJ Epenesa last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something pops up. So, you know, we'll get the official injury report later. But that's good news for Cole Bishop. And I think it's really, you know, especially for this week, you're playing against a Patriots team. You want to talk about a totally different kind of game plan you might have to have for this offense compared to last offense, right, that you played last week against the Patriots.
Yes.
I mean, the Bengals, excuse me. Now, the Patriots can throw the ball for sure. I mean, Drake May is, you know, right up there in MVP odds. He's had a great year. He's a really good young quarterback. But they're not the same team as the Bengals, philosophically or personnel-wise. They kind of do it with, you know, I would say not the – a little bit of a lesser kind of known guys. Yes, I know Stephon Diggs is really good. They don't have Chase and Higgins, and they're tight ends. You know, they do have Hunter Henry, but they're not gonna spread it out as much. They're gonna run the ball a little bit more. They want to run the ball. They want to, you know, make it a little bit more of a messy game to you here. So I think, you know, having your full complement of safeties available is really important. Meaning not only Cole Bishop but Jordan Poyer could be important in this game. Then Jordan Hancock as well. So yeah, I think that. And then, you know, Cam Lewis got a lot of grief for Sunday, and rightfully so. It wasn't a good game for Cam Lewis. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think it's an indictment on Cam Lewis overall as a football player in this system. I think that was a very, very difficult matchup for him, and unfortunately the Bills just didn't have an answer other than him. Would have been nice to have somebody else they could have put out there that was bigger in that situation. I thought maybe by the end of the game, I'm thinking maybe Jordan Poyer should have played that dime safety role instead of Cam Lewis, but he's just not quite the athlete anymore as he used to be. But what happened was the Bengals, the reason why I'm saying this, the Bengals took advantage of Cam Lewis's size when he was in dime. And, you know, I don't think that the Patriots are going to have that same opportunity with the guys they can spread the field with to force you in dime and then to use that size.
Yeah, I noticed it was a lot of Higgins or Chase that were victimizing Cam Lewis at that point, or 6'6 Mike Gesicki. Yeah, it was the size thing, and they were taking advantage of that. But it's something where it's a tough game, but you put it behind you as an athlete, and you keep going forward from there. So hopefully it is something where, Sal, it's also going to be a little bit of a benefit. The Patriots are a good team this year, but I don't know if you're going to get a dynamic duo like you would have with Cincinnati. That's not a very common matchup, having two receivers like that.
No, that's right. So, yeah, we'll see. They do like to use Hunter Henry a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm also wondering how they're going to deploy Diggs. He plays about half the time in the slot, I think, more lately. So I don't think you can match up Benford on him, and I don't think that the Patriots want Benford matched up on him. So you'll probably see Diggs a lot in the slot. And I think that puts a little pressure on Taron Johnson. He's got to be better than he was the first time these two teams played.
All right, Sal, we'll let you get going here. But let everyone know what's the schedule looking like for the week for the Bills going forward.
About an hour from now, we'll hear from Sean McDermott. He'll give us an injury update. The team will be on the practice field with a walkthrough today, so we won't get to see that from a media standpoint, but we'll hear from players after practice today. And then same thing again tomorrow, but with more of a full practice and media availability.
And like you said, Thursday is going to be the day to really look out for the injury status.
Yeah,
here.
But we'll get it today. We'll get it today, though, and it'll tell us. It'll be an indication today, but I think I always like to say, Derek, just remember it's Wednesday today. It's early in the mm-hmm. week, right? Like, let's just see how it unfolds. I would tell you, though, when it's a walkthrough, a lot of times Wednesday and Thursday don't change because they're thinking that's what he's going to be tomorrow. But we'll see. We'll get the injury report a little bit later.
Exactly. And any update's a good update in these sorts of scenarios. Sal, thank you. And, well, drive safe out there and make sure that practice is reported well for you.
I'll try, buddy. Thank you.
Of course, Sal Capaccio there on the Westsur Hotline. Everyone drive safe. That includes Sal. So, Bills, Patriots. It's Patriots week. We're here, baby. And 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to get on the discussion here, because I'm thinking about this and I'm wondering. There's not many good Patriots memories that you have. There's probably, what, two or three games that you can really pull from when it comes to it. But if you do have memories about the Patriots and the rivalry, and what makes it the rivalry for you? Is it hatred? Is it something where, what drives it for you, really, for the Patriots games, and what gets you up for these rivalry games with New England? All on the table there as well. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton at about 11:10 as well in the next hour. But here it is. It's Patriots week. And I do hope that it is a bit of a different result than it was earlier in this year. We'll take a timeout as well. When we come back, wrap up hour number one. Like I said, Paul Hamilton at about 11:10, as the Sabres did get their first win of the 6-game road trip last night in Edmonton. It wasn't pretty, but it got done. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.